Indies. The Binford, North Dakota area and west has been very dry. Brandon Kruger, who leads Innovation Ag, says the crops are advancing rapidly.
Some of the soybeans up here in the dry areas are starting to naturally senesce, so we're seeing it naturally getting ready for harvest. The further east I work, we're still green as ever, and we'll be waiting on that. Some of the corn too, same ways. The corn has naturally been from where we started this spring to where it's at now. I am very, very impressed. Denting and looking really nice.
Numerous edible bean fields in the Binford area have been desiccated. Spring wheat is being combined.
Last week wasn't a very good harvest week for a lot of guys, so this week it's really picked up with the sun shining at least. And I think, you know, most guys will be finished up or close to being finished up by the end of the week here. You know, that wheat harvest does go fast.
The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour also made a stop in the Wimbledon, North Dakota area.
Sierra Doctor here on the Red River Farm Network with the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm here with Matt Peterson with Aligned Ag Owner Manager. Matt, so just to start out, tell me a little bit about the growing season, how it's been for you.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of extra rain than most places in the state, so it's been above average, to say the least. We're at north of 20 inches of rain on some of these fields, so our crops look really good. As you can see, soybeans are looking really healthy. Wheat is starting to come off, and it's coming off above average yields, which is nice to see. Maybe a little lower protein because of the higher yields than we had expected, but looks really good. The corn is very similar. Told a couple of my customers it's probably the one year you'll combine a good corn crop and a good wheat crop, because we had a pretty good period in there where we had less heat during wheat flowering, and I think that kind of equated to a lot of our small grain yields. And on the corn side, we've had the heat in other times of the year to keep pushing us forward, so we don't repeat a 2019 and have a early frost and lose what we've been making all year. So looks like a good forecast through the next few weeks, and we should be in a good spot, I think, when we take off some of our row crops too.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, we saw some fields that already still had some wheat standing on the way here, and some that were already all off and done and ready to go. So it sounds like June, when a lot of the other parts of the region kind of had some hot and really dry weather, that skipped on by you?
Yeah, so we got a few heavy rains in the beginning of the year. Some that were kind of detrimental to a few of our crops, like dry beans don't really like white, wet feet. And so we had some drowned out, and we also had just some stands that never really came back because of all the extra heavy rain. We had some 3 to 5 inch heavy rains in an hour. It really washed some areas out, so harvest might be interesting on a couple of those fields, but
again, Sierra Doctor with an update from the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour.
Pioneer Field Agronomist Eric Lagge covers an area that extends from Fargo to Jamestown and north to Carrington.
The overarching theme at the beginning of the spring here was, you know, everyone started wet. We were late, we were wet, but then we kind of dried out, which kind of caused all of our crops to root down well. So we had really good rooting, which caused everything to kind of hang on a lot better than expected. And we're seeing that in the small grains as we are harvesting right now, too.
In Laggy's area, the crops are performing well.
Been looking at a lot of fields and a lot of plots lately, and everything, you know, corn's filling to the tip. We haven't seen much tip back at all, even with this lack of rain that some areas have experienced. Beans are podding all the way to the top, getting a nice seed set there, too. So I'm very optimistic for what we're going to combine here in the next, you know, it's approaching fast, but I'm thinking in the next few weeks, we may have some soybeans coming off already.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.